This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome back, After Buzzers. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Shaws of Sunset. Episode 6, season 7. So sorry about that. Emeralds aren't forever. In tonight's episode, we celebrate Persian New Year's. Mike is having some love issues. Reza is finally confessing to some things that he invested in. We're also getting a lot of closure. And of course, we cannot forget what?
Persian New Year's.
Nowruz. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh. Oh, this is different.
You gotta shake your hips, remember? That's what Destiny talked about, right?
Oh, yeah. What did she call it? Oh, God. You guys are going to have to excuse me because
I forget what she called it, but she... She talked about how Persian women love to like shake their hips and shake their waist.
Who doesn't?
Right. You know, I feel like I can totally relate to some of this Persian culture being Hispanic, right?
Yes.
It's like kind of the same thing.
They have a lot of flavor like you do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They're not afraid to be women and embrace their sexuality, but not in a like over-aggressive way. Anyways, I am your host, Crystal McLaughlin, and I am here with my beautiful host.
Hey guys, I'm Maite Carrillo, and I'm so excited. It's the two of us tonight.
I know, Dania and Nicole could not make it this evening, so they will be back next week, and we look forward to having them back on the panel.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot going on tonight, so we're going to get started. What did you think overall about this segment?
Oh my God. It was nice to see the amount of celebration and family, friendship, unity for Persian New Year. It's definitely something new to me. I mean, I'm half Persian, but I've never associated myself with that side of the family. It's always been my Salvadorian side, which is my mom's side.
And that's who you were raised with, right?
Right, that's who I was raised with. So seeing this as someone like Nima was witnessing everything for the first time and experiencing all these emotions and feelings, I was feeling it the same way too.
Yeah.
So it was pretty endearing.
Yeah, I think I felt like I was seeing a different side of this crew, right? Mm-hmm. Like it was a lot warmer and you felt connected with them because I feel like every other season, don't get me wrong, I loved watching them, but it was all about partying, right? So now I feel like they're getting into being connected to their culture and making it more family oriented, right?
Right. Yeah.
I felt like a really good connection to that. I felt warm inside. You felt that warm?
Yeah. It's like they opened up their doors to their home.
Yes.
You know, like seeing Mike and his childhood home and them having their celebration. Same thing with Gigi and the fact that she was doing the celebration and her parents. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Reza and having Vita and all her little knickknacks. I mean, that. I feel like we all have a family member that does that.
100%.
Right? Yeah.
100%. Speaking of homes, poor Reza.
Yeah.
Talk about the episode doesn't start with Reza's home being robbed, but I'm going to start there because I felt like it was such an important moment because I think that Nowruz, which I am probably saying wrong, Nowruz, which is the Persian New Year, is all about like starting all over, right? Mm-hmm. So you jump over this fire pit and you're supposed to get rid of the bad juju and start new for the year. So I felt like he kept having like all these really bad things happening to him. Mm-hmm. And the fact that his home that he's like building, you know, was robbed with all the stuff that he had in it from his place in Palm Springs was really upsetting. And I felt, I know this sounds really weird, but I really felt like it was me being robbed in that moment.
It's because the way that he was describing the items that he lost. But then at the same time, I'm thinking like, why would you move your stuff so quickly when the house isn't even done? Like your most prized possessions. Like that's like, I don't know. I guess.
Not too bright. And you think Russ is usually like on point, but.
Right. He needs help too. I mean, yeah. You know, I don't know.
But I think he's overwhelmed.
Definitely. Right? He's got a lot on his mind.
He seems very overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So maybe that's why.
I don't know.
It made me really sad. And I felt, you know, I felt for him. And you know, I don't think. Not saying that Adam doesn't understand, like, the loss of all that stuff, because that stuff is his as well, but mm-hmm. Reza works really hard for, not saying that Adam doesn't, but, like, Reza is, you know, the breadwinner, and so he pays for most of this stuff, and all I could think about was, like, all his hard-earned money being taken, right? I mean, stolen, yeah. Like...
But these types of things happen. I mean, there's certain things you can't control, and every time something like this either happens to me when they try and break into my car or something. Yeah,
I've had my car broken into too.
See, sucks. It's like it sucks. You have those emotions, but then you're like, okay, at least I'm okay.
Yeah,
at 100%. Least nothing happened to me. Nothing happened to one of my family members. Right. You know, like it can always be worse. That's how I like to think about things.
No, 100%. I got into a car accident this weekend. Oh yeah, it could have been worse.
No.
And there's more stuff to that. But anyways.
We'll chat after.
I believe we have something to tell our beautiful fans.
We do. Hey, After Buzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is really no other network that works harder to serve television fans. As us too.
That's right. Don't you forget
But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you will help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know how we did in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. We'll do it, right?
That's next week? Mm-hmm. That's right, girl.
For now, thanks so much for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes, thank you guys so much. It's like a relationship, you know, with our fans. And speaking of relationships.
In a committed relationship.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Speaking of relationships, we had a lot of stuff going on in this episode about relationships, right?
Yeah.
So we started off with MJ going to therapy with Tommy. And it seems that, like, it opened up sort of, like, this thing that was sort of hanging over Tommy. I felt like it was really hanging over him, how he felt about MJ and her behavior towards him. He doesn't feel appreciated, and he feels like she's not really a talker but a yeller. And she actually feels the same way about him, which is kind of funny, right? Yeah. And that she's a lot like Vita. What did you think about that they went to therapy? I was kind of surprised they went.
You were?
I was.
I thought, you know what, based on what we were talking about last week, I'm like, this was needed. I'm so glad that they did it before 100%. They got married.
I knew it was needed, but I didn't think Tommy would participate.
I think deep down, Tommy knows that he's got his... Yeah. I think deep down, he knows he's got his own issues, because she even mentioned it. She's like, he carries a burden, and he carries so much in him, because, of course, his mom passed away, and other things.
I can't imagine.
So it's like, I'm glad that they did it. And the fact that they were so understanding of each other.
Right.
Because Tommy was raising his voice, and that can easily get escalated. He's a New Yorker,
too. He talks like that, and he's like really, really loud. Oh, sorry, guys. If you're listening, my bad. You know, on earphones, I'm sure that was loud. My bad. But anyways, he talks really loud naturally as a just an everyday human being. Yeah. And then you've got, you know, throwing in the mix him being upset about something.
But MJ has such a strong personality, too. And she can level up to his level any day.
Right.
I mean.
I love watching the two of them.
Yeah. Look at her and Gigi when they get into it.
Okay, let me just say, and this is kind of going off subject, but I can't wait for those two to have a child.
Oh, like I thought you were going to say something else.
Like, what did you
I don't know. My head is going so
girl. I think they're going to have the cutest kid, and they're just going to love each other that much more when they have that child. Not saying that they don't love each other now, but like they're really going to have a love and appreciation for
each
other.
I love
another.
The fact that he said, to the grave.
To the grave.
To the grave, till they throw dirt on us. Like that, to me, I was like, oh my God.
You need to find one of those, right?
I know. Where
ride or die. Ride or dad.
Yeah, look, talking about searching out, we have our live chat up. So if you guys want to chime in, have any comments or questions, like tune in. I have one of my lovely friends, Vanessa Uribe.
Hello, Vanessa.
Hey, Nessa. She commented on the situation. She said, not that he deserves it, but it was karma for keeping such a huge secret from his husband. And with all the money Reza makes, he should have put everything in storage.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, that's what we're going to talk about later, right?
Yeah.
Because that's even what he said about himself, which is kind of funny that he saw that, you know, that he's like, it's like they're all growing and being a little bit more cognizant of like what they're doing in their life rather than just like being crazy, drinking, partying and fighting with each other.
They're growing up.
Yeah. It's so nice. Oh. So late, but so nice.
That's hope. That means we can all grow up to that level.
Peter Pan, Peter Pan. Okay. Anyway, so then we, right. Oh my gosh. Southern Charm. My goodness.
Anyway.
So anyway, so Destiny talks about her dad and how she's trying to get over the fact that he left the family and she wants to get closure. That's another relationship that we need to talk about. I mean, do you think that the reason why she doesn't have a good repertoire when it comes to dating is because of that? I mean, I almost feel like when you got daddy issues, it's bad, you know? Like, I know I do.
Yeah, like,
I don't know why I sounded like that for 2 seconds.
You're feeling it.
I was feeling it, girl. Yeah.
You know what? I think something must have happened for her to realize that she has to take that step.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, I can relate to her.
Really watch
it. Yeah, I can relate to her because for me, it's like I can't, like, taking that step and that initiative to reach out to a parental figure to gain closure and someone that you've never spoken to or probably once or twice in the past, that's tough. That's really hard to do. So for you to be emotionally available, like, I have to commend her for that.
Yeah.
Because for her, I feel like she's really upset and she holds a lot inside. So I'm hoping that her having this conversation with her dad helps. If
she does.
She, yeah. Right.
So all I could think about, you're going to laugh at this, but all I could think about was, because I read the book Eat, Pray, Love, and it made me think of Sarah Gilbert and how she never went up to her. Have you read that book?
I saw the movie, doesn't count.
The book is amazing, by the way.
Hear.
I'm giving you
you
a plug.
You gotta let me borrow
Sarah
it.
Gilbert. Oh my God, so good. My mom has it, but I've actually read a ton of her books. Everything she does is really good. But she talks about how she forgives her husband and also apologizes to him. And she's in India and she goes up, she doesn't do it to him personally in his face. So the reason why I bring this up is because Nima talks about how she should just let it go just like by talking about it, right? And I understand where he's coming from. Like, I get what she's saying. Like, she doesn't want to let it go unless she's getting to see him face to face and getting an opportunity to talk to him. But at the same time, like, you could, it's almost like when you're feeling some kind of way about something, you write it down and then you get it out and you're like, oh, I feel better. So that's sort of like what Sarah does. So I just almost blanked out there. I've been up since 5 a.m. So excuse me, people. So so I love how she goes up onto the roof and you can look at all of India, and she like sets, I can't remember, it's been a long time since I read the book, but I guess she like puts all these like little papers, she writes on them, and then she puts everything about how she felt and then like burns it or lets it go, something like that. But she basically gives everything that she felt away, and it's like her saying it to her husband.
But that's different though, because she's had a whole experience with her husband, and Destiny hasn't.
I didn't think of it that
way. Yeah, like Destiny hasn't had any experience with her father.
Yeah.
I'm assuming she probably really doesn't know much of him. So it's different.
I
can't do that myself.
Yeah, so that's probably why you see that. I didn't see that until you said it.
I can't be like, okay, I'm gonna gain closure and I'm gonna, you know, take the step of it's totally different. Yeah,
no, I totally get it now that you're saying it.
Yeah, because with that it's more of an experience.
Yeah.
You really don't, it's
how
a
can you
figure.
Give forgiveness towards someone that you don't even know.
Yes,
that's crazy.
That's a hard thing to do.
This is
so
if anybody knows
how to do
this, is Shaw's a Sunset. It's
yeah,
a show that we are learning from.
I just feel like she probably has to do it head on. Like, she's very adamant about it, and she's going to do it. And she hired a private investigator for it, which, girl, Destiny, DM me, where is this private investigator? Like, I'm down.
Girl, honestly, can I just say, maybe the reason why we're on the show and that we're watching it, mm-hmm. maybe it's, like, full circle. There's, like, a lot of things that we've learned from it uh-huh. and that we're growing mm-hmm. as we're, like, watching every episode and just sort of like taking everything in. And I feel like every time we come on here, we have something really spiritual to say.
That's,
you know,
so true. Girl, if it's not you, it's me, or it's Nicole, right. or it's Dania.
It's somebody. Yeah, I'm really loving that, and I feel mm-hmm. it feels really nice. I wonder if anybody else is anybody else in the chat if they felt that way, or
Sarah. She said it only took 7 seasons, and I think she was talking about this whole maturity that yeah. we were talking about
yeah,
earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, it only took 7 yeah. seasons. Oh well,
I know, about time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I love that. And yeah, maybe we, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get Destiny on the show. Maybe she can tell you herself, you know what
Girl,
I mean?
That would be Destiny, we would love to have
Destiny,
you.
We need
on the
you
show.
And your wisdom.
We just need you here. I need right, that personality right, next to me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then we move on to Gigi finding out the value of her ring. But Ooh! What's funny is, like, the value is almost like a
like, house.
Yeah.
Well, it's a down payment, I guess.
Yeah. No, but I was going to say the value of the ring almost, she starts to realize, you could tell, like, she had this moment of like, oh, wow, he really loved me. Did you notice that? Like, she had, like, this moment. She kept that ring, girl. She was going to turn it into something different. And then she decided when she heard that it was worth
125.
No, 165,000, boo.
I saw Mm-mm. 125.
No, that was for the baby.
Oh,
yeah.
You're right.
Uh-huh. So it was a 5.4 carat. Girl, that was the first thing I wrote down. Mm-hmm. It was a 5.4 carat diamond ring, a beautiful ring. And she was not sure whether or not it was going to be a cubic zirconia or if it was going to be a real diamond. And it ended up being a real diamond. Mm-hmm. And wow, talk about.
Where did he get that money?
Right. Right. But it is. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter. But the IRS will care. No. No, but honestly, what I loved is that she had this moment. I don't know if you saw that, but I saw this moment of her like, wow, he really loved me. You know, and I think that because of that, she can.
That's what you got?
Totally.
No.
What did you get? Let's hear what you got.
No, I did not get like, wow, he really loves me. I think I
he
got.
He loved me.
He loved me. I think it was like a damn, this guy spent that much money on me. Like, I guess he wasn't
she
deadbeat
had that
broke.
Moment, but right after that, I saw the like, oh, wow. Like this realization of like, oh. He loved me. Like, she kind of calmed down and, like, put the ring back on and was like, oh, I'm going to keep it like this.
Isn't it kind of weird that she still wears... I don't know. It's, like...
That's what I'm saying.
It's kind of weird that she still wears it.
That's why I think she's... That's the whole
but
thing.
But, hey, I mean, if I have a ring and it costs that much, I don't care whether it's an engagement, whatever it is, I'm wearing that ring.
No, girl, I'd sell it and get a down payment on it.
Well, that's good, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm
glad to see that she's trying to move forward. Do you think she's really moving forward?
Yes.
You think so?
I do.
Okay.
I can tell by the way that she expresses herself during the little interviews.
Yeah.
And with this whole Persian New Year, and she's like letting it all go, burning
the
papers. Like,
totally.
All this are like really great steps for her to take, and the fact that she's doing it. Because, I mean, it could be so easy for her to be depressed and say, yeah, I'm moving on. I'm going to see how I do. Like, I'm really trying, but this girl's, like, set.
Can
She's
I
like,
play
no.
devil's advocate here?
No. No, I'm just kidding. What?
I was going to do it anyways.
No.
No, but I was going to say, you know how, like, when you want to lose weight and you, like, don't really want to go to the gym or diet, but you do it anyways? I feel like that this is what that is. Like, she's doing the – she's taking the process of, like – like hashing out this whole stuff, right? Like she's doing mm-hmm. the fire pit thing. She's going to go find the appraisal. She's you know, saying that she wants to get rid of him. So she's removing the tattoo and she's, you know, burning the paper or whatever. Did I say that already? I think I did. Oh my God, my mind. But I feel like she's not really 100% convinced.
Mm.
I don't know. She's still wearing that ring. That says something.
You think so?
Oh, yes. That, come on. A ring means something. If you're done, you wouldn't be wearing that anymore. She was supposed to turn into something else, and she didn't. Girl, tell me. Saying nothing.
No, I just asked on our live chat, because Vanessa put, that's not proper closure. And I said, what do you ladies think is proper closure? Because Sarah said, I saw it as, holy shit, I am worth it. And she also added, I thought she was moving forwards, but I saw her in an interview and she is keeping the tattoo. So I guess because she's keeping all of these little things.
See, what did I say?
I'm being very
mama hopeful. Relationship here.
I'm being very hopeful for her, and I'm hoping that she does get to move on.
I hope so too. No, I really hope so too. But then we don't know the full story, really. You know what I mean? And we can't help who we love. Girl.
Who do you love?
So, speaking of love, Mike and Morgan are having some issues, some love issues, right? Because what? He didn't want to invite her where?
To his family's.
Mama's house.
Mama's house to dinner for
Persian. She's a lion.
Yeah, he's like, you don't want to put her in the lion's den because my mom's a lion. I'm like,
How would you feel about that if that was you? I don't know.
This girl, I would have been so upset.
She's young, though. She doesn't know better. She's still wet behind
the ears.
Look
at what she was telling last week, the advice that she was giving Destiny. Sometimes you just have to put up with a man, like, as long as you can just keep him. I guess that's what she was saying. Something around those lines.
No man wants a woman they can walk all over all the time. Sorry. That's just my opinion.
I think that if he was really much in love with her...
He would have totally done it.
But he's so scared about what his mom has to say. Mm-hmm. And it's like...
But he didn't care when he brought Jessica along, right? Because he was so in love with her. I think he's just not
Jessica would have not put up with that.
No, she wouldn't. And that's what I'm saying. She's not a beast like Jessica. Jessica would have put her foot down, her heel down, I should say. You know, and here's the thing, though, too, is like... She just doesn't know any better. Like, she's just sort of sitting back and taking in. Even Reza is, like, putting Mike on the spot. Yeah. And even Destiny is, like, sticking up for her. And she's saying she feels sorry for her. And she's almost, like, stirring the pot a little bit, I'll be honest. But, you know, for good reasons, right?
I think she's just questioning Mike. It's 100%. Like, really, Mike, you're out with this girl. You're bringing her around us. And yet you're not going to take her to mom.
Right.
And even so, if he thinks that, like... I don't know, if you bring someone on the show and you're saying all these things about her, ultimately your mom is going to see it. Like, and your mom's going to be like, wait a minute, why didn't you bring her in, and are you that much afraid? I don't know. It's curious to me, and I feel bad for her. But in all, I do and I don't feel bad for her.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, it's like, I wouldn't put up with that.
Yeah, no, I totally wouldn't put up with that either. But... I get it from Mike's perspective. I wouldn't bring a guy home that I wasn't serious about. I think my mom has met maybe one or two of the
guys.
But
he says that's her girl, that he introduces her as his girlfriend.
That doesn't mean anything. There ain't no ring on it, boo.
No, but still, I just don't think it's
I don't think he's serious about her.
I don't think so either.
No, she's just somebody he's passing through. You know?
You can straight up tell.
I mean, they were talking about her not participating in the cooking and stuff for the Nowruz.
Oh, they were just joking, though, I think.
Were they? Mm-hmm. I don't know, because I looked up and they seemed like they were serious. She was,
and she's half Persian.
Yeah. She always looks like she's on her phone, and like, she's just not, she is way too young. She needs to be dating someone that's like maybe a couple years younger, a couple years older, not Mike.
I mean, but in all honesty, if I were to see Mike anywhere and he were to be like, let me get you a drink, something, and I'd be like, okay. All right, let's see where this goes.
Mike Maite is single.
No,
Alex is
no.
out of the way.
No. Alex who? No, I'm kidding.
Exactly.
No, but I mean, it's just you get enticed with Mike's personality, and I get that
he's
part.
He's charming. He's a good looking guy, but nice teeth. I love his teeth.
Right, and he has his head on his shoulders when it comes to, I guess, persuading women.
Yeah.
But on the other hand,
Persians are good at that, especially Persian men.
You would know. Yeah. I wouldn't.
Yeah, I do. I do know. I do know. Actually, I've only dated one. But
Sarah asks, how long has Mike and Morgan been together? That's a very good question. In our news section, I have something in regards to that question, I think.
Yeah, for our news. Mm-hmm. Yes. Save it for later, girl. So moving forward, we talk about the Persian New Year, Nowruz, right? So they end up having a party at Gigi's house. They end up having a party at Reza's house, and they end up having a party at Mike's house. And everybody's sort of getting together. They're mixing and mingling with one another. And it's funny because I think the person that stood out the most for me was Nima. Nima didn't have a traditional Persian upbringing, and I think he feels like he missed out a lot. And I totally get it because I don't have a very big family, so we didn't have these like huge, you know, gatherings. So I always attached myself to friends who had ginormous families. And I lived in the Bay Area, so it was like mostly Hispanic and Filipinos, right? There's a lot of Pacific Islanders there.
Yeah.
So I would like go and eat and like get all this love, and people would just, you know, just bring me in like I was one of them. And I really loved that. And so when Nima was talking about that, I totally related. And I think that it's really good for him to experience that because he hasn't had that opportunity. And not only that, but I think that's probably what is going to make him like Gigi even more, because think about this. Gigi has this huge family. She's got this culture right behind her. And, you know, they do the traditional stuff. And, you know, at the same time, he wants to, like, please his dad. And it seems like he's got some daddy issues.
Yeah.
And what stood out about Nuru's for you?
For me, I think the fire jump was very significant.
Yes.
I love going to yoga and meditating. And so this was just kind of like a nice, fresh start.
Yeah.
And it's a tradition I would love to have.
Right.
And you know what? The fact that also Gigi gave the perspective, because I've gone to Dockweiler Beach, which is where the...
Where is that at?
That is... Oh, I'll take you. It's by Marina Del Rey.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, like Mar Vista area.
I thought it was... Farther. When I saw the pits, I thought it was Long Beach, because I know I've been to Long Beach. And
they have those pits too?
I don't know if it's the same ones, but they have pits there.
Oh, okay.
It's been years since I've been.
Yeah, Dockweiler has all these pits everywhere. It's,
wow.
I don't even know how many. But the fact that she was saying how this tradition started with her family and the significance of it, I really thought those pits were there just to have fun and start a fire. But, you know, seeing this as a tradition,
yeah.
it's so nice. It's like something that really caught my eye. And I'm like, wow, I'd love to do that. Even if it's not Persian New Year,
right.
Like new beginnings, just gather
right.
friends around and say, hey,
yeah.
let's just detox.
Okay.
From the negativity, because I know we can relate.
And the exes and the people who just, have caused hurt and pain in our lives.
Just everyone, you
yeah.
know? Because everyone goes through something. Everyone always goes through something,
course.
You know?
Everybody's got issues.
And so just to go through that and then have like all the food, because, oh my goodness, this episode had so much food.
Oh,
my mouth
my
was
I know,
watering. Same. I know you kept on mentioning
I'm
that
so
too.
I'm so hungry. Because
yeah.
I haven't eaten since, what time did I eat today? I can't even remember because I'm so tired.
but I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. But I don't think I ate breakfast and then I snacked all day. So I didn't really eat anything.
Yeah. You know what, too, was like Nima. Girl, you better eat after. Nima was still, again, trying a little too hard with
yeah.
Gigi. And
you think so?
Yeah.
Why?
I do. I feel like he's trying way. I don't know.
He's like,
I think
he's
a great way to get next to her family.
Yeah,
like,
but I don't think he's actually physically trying really hard. If you hear him talking about it, but I didn't see him like really
overly. I feel like he's just trying way too hard.
I'm kind of rooting for Nima a little bit. You know, I go back and forth.
I go back and forth. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like he has a lot of growing up to do. I did love like how you said the fire pit stuff. What was it? Mike wanted to get rid of negativity.
Mm-hmm.
Nemo wanted to get rid of like past relationships. Destiny wanted to not spend so much time on business. Gigi was throwing away her negativity and her marriage license, and she never believed in marriage anyways. I mean, did you find that surprising? I was like, yeah, that sounds about right for you, girl.
Yeah.
I believe in marriage and all that stuff. Nothing wrong with anybody who doesn't, but
you said you don't, or you do?
No, I do.
Oh, okay.
I do, yeah.
Same,
yeah. But yeah, anyways, so can we talk about, since we're talking about Nuru's, about Reza, the ring that, or not the ring, but the emerald that he bought for his mother, and how Adam dropped it, and how, I'm sorry, but since we're speaking about Mike,
yeah.
I was so upset that he talked to Adam the way he did. Were you not, like, disgusted with that? What did he say? He said,
what do you mean?
Because when Adam dropped the ring and it cracked on the end, he's like, it's in the box for a reason. Like, he was just like snarky.
He didn't say that. Reza didn't say that.
No, Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah, Mike said it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's $15,000.
Well, I totally get it. But like, he felt bad already. You could see it, right? It's like, well, why put salt on a wound? You know, I don't know. I thought he would. I would have been pissed off. I know, but you looked up at me too when Mike said that to Adam.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of rude. You have to admit. Like, it had nothing to do with him. Like, it's none of his business.
But that's how Mike just.
I know all of them are like that, but still, like, I was just like, no, if that was me, if I was Adam, I would have been like, bitch, shut the hell up. Did I just say that word? Wait, I don't think that's a bad word, right?
Yes.
You can say it.
I don't think.
No, you can say it on TV.
You can?
Okay. Yeah. Right? Yeah. I hope so.
I'm just saying, like,
oh, God.
Too late, girl.
Oh, Lord. Oh.
He was just so upset. I feel like Reza just had so much going on. And what wasn't helping, too, was the fact that he kept on holding this secret about $500,000 invested in the shampoo business.
And the secret of the ring or the emerald.
Yeah.
You know.
But Reza was really, I don't know. He wasn't as nice in this episode. He was very.
I'm telling you, moody.
Rude, moody, aggressive.
He's stressed out, like we said.
But then he even. When they went, I don't know if we're going to get to this, but like towards the end when they went to go see the specialist,
yeah,
you know, for an egg donor, not egg donor, but a, what do you call it? A surrogate. He's like, do you have the money for this? Are you going to pay for it?
But like, for good reason. For good reason. Because he basically, Adam doesn't make enough money, right? So.
Yeah, but I mean, what can he do? So last week, remember we were saying like how we didn't know if Adam worked. We're like, what does he even do for a living? We don't get to see it. So now we know he works like in post-production, I guess.
He doesn't make a lot of money. And what do you want?
Yeah. And he's like, well, he just makes nine to five. It's like, well, that's in the normal world. That's what people make and do. And that's how they live their lives. And the fact that he kept saying, it's my advantage. Money, me. I would if I were Adam, I would be so annoyed at the fact that he just keeps rubbing everything in his face.
Adam looks like he takes a little advantage of Reza, and Reza spoils him like crazy. Like every episode,
so that means
you
have to put up with it.
No, I'm just saying that. Like I'm a big believer. If you give a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If I give you a gift and you don't make as much money as me, I'm not going to expect you to get me the same type of gift on that level.
So if I give you a Cartier, like what Reza gave.
If you gave me Cartier, I will give you a card back. A McDonald's Happy Meal bracelet. No, I'm just playing. No, but seriously, like, you can't be upset with someone that's... Okay, look, I have girlfriends who are... married with dudes who have a lot of money, and those dudes throw the money in their face. But I also understand why they get upset with their girls, because the girls are like, oh, you know, I want a little purse. You know, can I get Hermes?
So it's like, yeah. So
can I get this? So it goes. It's both ways. You know, he needs to be nicer about the money thing, but Adam needs to understand that, like, he doesn't make that much money. Right? So he can't be requesting Reza to like have his hand open all the time to give him money.
I don't think he...
I think Reza
spoils him.
Totally.
Definitely, but I don't think he just...
He's expecting him to pay for that baby. Adam's expecting him to pay for that baby.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, but it's his idea. It's his idea.
So here goes the question. Do you think Reza wants children? Yes or no?
No. I don't think so. I really don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think that if Adam wasn't in the picture, he would never have a child. What do they say?
So Sarah says, Vanessa put, when he called out his financial situation in front of everyone, that was so uncalled for. Sarah says, yeah, Mike should have kept it cool for Reza's sake. Production people work 16 hours, but get paid 9 to 5. That's so true. Production. Vanessa said, but Adam said he's saving some money, not a bit, but still some. Yeah, but it's not. He asked him, he's like, okay, at least half. He's like, no, I'm not even close to half.
But he knew that. He knew that. So the thing is, Reza should have said from the get, like, hey, guess what? I don't want to have a child. If you want one, you're going to have to fork up the money. That's what I think. I think that he's trying to appease Adam, and that is why he's feeling all this pressure. He's always trying to appease him. He's trying to get the house. He's trying to do this, and he's thinking that he has to do all this stuff for Adam, right? Mm-hmm. So the whole thing for me is, if you don't want to do something, you shouldn't do it, and you shouldn't get upset with Adam about it because you have been doing this for years, and now all of a sudden you feel like up to here with
right. It. And just to be fair, they do have a lot on their plate because they have the house situation.
Yes.
And now Reza getting into this whole business deal.
100%.
I'm hoping and praying that this deal doesn't fall through because that would be so.
That stresses me out. That's a lot of money.
That's like, but, what, 4 or 5 kids?
But what did you say earlier? But, you know, we've got our health and, you know. We've got our health and
don't make fun of me. This is what I think on a daily basis.
No,
okay?
But I'm just saying, girl. Anyways, so
sorry. Why is it that we always catch them walking into doctor's offices? I feel like they've had this meeting like 10 times in the past.
Oh, I don't know.
Don't you think? Like every freaking episode, it's them going to see a doctor.
It gives us something to watch and talk about. That's why. We are watching reality TV.
I tend to forget.
Yes. So we're going to do a special segment, you guys. I decided we're going to talk about what we saw. It doesn't have to be Persian food, but I want to talk about like their food. What did you see them have on their spread that you wanted?
I saw the fish. That fish looked really good. And some salad that they kept on eating. That was good.
Filet mignon. Okay. Right here.
I know. You eyed
it. I was like, yo, I could eat that. I can't have that rice, even though it looked really good because it's not keto. But that filet mignon, girl, I was like, can I get a little bit? This is my Barry White voice. Anyways, do we have some news?
Yes, we have some news.
Okay, go ahead.
AfterBuzz TV News. Okay, so Mike and okay, this is where I need our viewers to chime in and comment because I'm so confused of what's going on between Mike and Nima. So they slammed each other on Instagram. There's this feud going on between them. Supposedly Nima. Nima and Mike.
What?
So it all began Wednesday after Nima sent out a rather confusing post calling Mike out for apparently ignoring a FaceTime call by the cast. So if you go to Nima's IG, you'll see this picture. And then he captions it, when you try and FaceTime Mike and he won't answer. What's he hiding? New Shaw's tomorrow. But the picture that he posted was the FaceTime call that we saw today and Mike answered the phone.
Yeah.
So then Mike commented under that picture and he said, hiding, be it, can I say bitch? Too late. Hiding, B-I-T-C-H. I'm one of the realest on the show. I gave my life to this project. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Nima replied saying, what did he say? He said, you're getting so sloppy in your old age, bro. Focus less on me and more on Morgan. And Mike says, I should have let her beat your ass like she was dying to.
Oh.
Yeah. So no word exactly on what caused this feud, but I just don't know why Morgan wanted to beat Nima up or kick his ass. I don't know. I think it was just like a promotion for people to watch tonight's episode.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah. And then also some news on Asa. Of course, she's not part of it this season, but, there's been an update as to what she's been working on. She says that she's been focusing all of her time on her child.
Oh, that baby's so cute.
Yes. She said, I will make sure he has absolutely everything amazing and beautiful in his life. That's her purpose. And she's dedicated to it every day of her life. And she's never going to apologize for it. And she's also working, of course, on her businesses, her Kaftan line. Yeah. And she's launching her upcoming swimwear line.
That's awesome. Yeah. I can't wait to see. That's awesome.
Oh! I've been to
I'm
her.
I'm not that sleepy.
I've been to her shop. It's in Venice.
Oh, we got to go.
And, yeah, my sister and I have been. We should go. And
how much are those?
Her Kaftan. No, her swimsuit line is coming out. It hasn't come out yet. That kaftan, there seem like really cute short kaftans. I'd probably wear that for my birthday.
Okay, girl. Mm-hmm. Go, girl.
Yeah, but that's it on my end.
Okay, so MJ told OK Magazine that Gigi is ready to date. So I guess her and Shalom are done because she says MJ says Gigi is so poised and ready to date anybody, adding she deserves it.
Oh.
So hopefully we see her, you know. I know we saw the previews and it showed her flirting with some dude, supposedly making Nima jealous, but hopefully this is like a new love interest. Maybe you'll get what you wish for, which is no Nima. Okay, do you have any predictions? Really quick.
Ooh, let me think about this.
I predict... Oh, I almost fell off my chair. What is going on here?
You're falling apart, girl.
I'm falling apart, people. I predict that Gigi has this new love interest. And maybe she will make out with him and take him home.
Oh, okay. Girl, just okay. Going all the way. Just
all the way.
Yeah. My prediction is that Morgan will hear that everybody was asking for her and that she will get upset because she will probably think that everyone's getting into her business instead of, you know, focusing on something else. So I think she's going to get upset about that as opposed to appreciating the fact that people are asking about her.
All right. That's my prediction. Can I just say one thing? This is just like random, but can I just say one really quick thing? And it's, Vita was so funny about the half scene.
Oh my God.
So I'm just going to say that. Vita, you bad, but so funny. Anyways, I hope you guys follow us on iTunes, on YouTube, subscribe, comment, like. Please show up in the live feed. Say something. We love hearing what you guys have to say. We love having the conversation with you.
Yes.
Go ahead and introduce or tell them your social media. Oh, God, I'm telling you.
It's okay. Hey, guys, we can continue the conversation. Follow me Twitter, Instagram, @ThisIsMaithe. I'm also Monday nights at 8 o'clock, Real Housewives of OC. Thank you to Vanessa and Sarah for joining our live chat tonight.
Yeah. And I am Crystal McLaughlin. I hope you guys follow me on all of my social media. It's Crystal823, which means thinking of you in pager code. Yes, yes, yes. I just aged myself. Anyways. Thank you guys so much for joining in on tonight's episode. We really appreciate you, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.